In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 161. What are the chief attributes of the Catholic Church? The chief attributes of the Catholic Church are authority, infallibility, and indefectibility. They are called attributes because they are qualities perfecting the nature of the Church. There's quite a bit of a misunderstanding about these attributes. For example, infallibility, that's frequently misunderstood by the world, that the Pope somehow has the ability to know all things and know them perfectly, that sort of thing. So let's try to get a good understanding of them. This begins in question 162, what is meant by the authority of the Catholic Church? By the authority of the Catholic Church is meant that the Pope and the bishops, as the lawful successors of the apostles, have power from Christ himself to teach, to sanctify, and to govern the faithful in spiritual matters. Authority is the power to command others. All authority is from God, and he gives it to the Church in spiritual matters. To refuse to obey the authority of the Church is to refuse to obey Christ. He himself said to his disciples, quote, "He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me." The word authority comes from a Latin word, auctor, means originator. As we say in an author of a book, the author of a book is the one from whom the book comes. So the Pope, the bishops, and priests have authority to teach, sanctify, and govern. And that comes from Christ himself. Now, they have this authority, but that doesn't mean that they're always going to use it well. So we do not interpret the phrase, "he who hears you hears me," to mean that anything a bishop says is automatically what Christ would say. From the Pope on down, what is said must be in union with what has been taught always and everywhere. And this has to do with tradition. So if we hear something that just, it's impossible to square it with what the Church has taught previously, then it can be, in fact, must be disregarded. Question 163. What is meant by the infallibility of the Catholic Church? By the infallibility of the Catholic Church is meant that the Church, by the special assistance of the Holy Ghost, cannot err when it teaches or believes a doctrine of faith or morals. Infallibility does not mean that the Pope cannot commit a sin, but that in teaching a doctrine of faith or morals, he is prevented by the Holy Ghost from making a mistake. The Church teaches only truth. Now the word fallere, that comes from, that's at the root of the word infallible. Fallere means to deceive. So a way to look at this is to say that the Church cannot deceive. No man can be infallible or free from error on his own. But God the Sanctifier can accomplish this through very weak human beings. And to be sure, we've had popes that are very weak human beings. Notice, this doctrine of infallibility, this inability to make error, it applies only to two areas, faith and morals, and not to any other field of knowledge. So, for example, if a pope wants to write something about science or literature or whatnot, well, it might be a very good work, but we would never apply infallibility to that work. Now, with that being said, let's go to question 164. When does the Church teach infallibly? The Church teaches infallibly when it defines, through the Pope alone, as the teacher of all Christians, or through the Pope and the bishops, a doctrine of faith or morals to be held by all the faithful. And the Pope has to make this clear. For example, sometimes Blessed, or Saint John Paul II, I should say, he would write an editorial in a local paper in Rome, and he would sign his name Carlo Wojtyła, his baptismal name. By this, he was making clear that this was not to be taken infallibly. He's just simply expressing his opinion. But when a pope does make it clear, he can use different language to express this. And when he does, then the case is closed. So he might say, "We define, we declare." And he makes it very, very clear that he is speaking as the supreme pastor of the Roman Catholic Church. And when that happens, then to be a Catholic means to submit or recognize that authority, even if it does not make as much sense as we might like. Now, this has always been a problem in the Church. Even if Christ were to say it himself, it is still very difficult. Often when he said things, as in the 6th chapter of St. John, his first great teaching about the Holy Eucharist, there were many, many who said, "This is a hard saying, who can follow it?" And they turned and walked no more with him. Question 165. What is meant by the indefectibility of the Catholic Church? By the indefectibility of the Catholic Church is meant that the Church, as Christ founded it, will last until the end of time. Nations will rise and fall, false religions will come and go, but the Church will last forever. And it should be remarkable to us that given the tremendous persecutions of the Catholic Church from her opening day, it is remarkable that it survives at all. It should have been destroyed a long time ago. We don't have any armies.